Proposition 114 was front and center at a September meeting of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association in Newcastle. Executive Vice President Terry Funkhauser directed cattlemen on talking to voters about wolves.
So wolves are establishing themselves fairly quickly in Colorado, and I think we'll continue to do so. So we're fine with that. We're fine with natural movement of species. We believe in the ecology of things. I just don't think we ought to reintroduce wolves in Colorado, right?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has reported evidence of wolves in the state this year. Game cameras, howling surveys, and scat testing were used to find a group of up to 6 wolves living in Moffat County as of January. From the 1940s through this year, only lone wolves had been spotted in the state. So this group has been cast as a mark of success for natural migration. But in May, 3 wolves were reported killed across the Wyoming border, about 5 miles from where the Colorado group had been living. So is it possible for wolves to migrate naturally to the state and create a viable population?
It would be really just speculative for us to answer a question like that. They have not been on the landscape in 80 years, and certainly Colorado has changed quite a bit in the 80 years since they've been here.
That's Rebecca Farrell of CPW. She told KDNK the gray wolf is an endangered species in Colorado, and killing them is a state crime. But in Wyoming, wolves are only protected year-round within the boundaries of Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. Across most of the state, wolves are considered predatory animals, and it's legal to kill them. No tags required. Colorado State University Professor of Conservation Biology Dr. Kevin Crooks says that makes natural migration to Colorado much harder.
Wolves are actually able to travel fairly far distances, but only as long as people will tolerate them along that route.
The hunting industry tends to be less tolerant of wolves. In fact, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a nationwide big game conservation group, was the biggest financial backer opposing reintroduction as of mid-October. Bedelia Malone, ecologist and wildlife chair of the Colorado Sierra Club, says wolves actually strengthen and increase elk populations. That's because they prey on the weakest members of elk herds.
Wolves detect weak animals. They're taking out the animals that are infected with chronic wasting disease. They're not going after the healthy bull elk. And interestingly enough, the females that they take down are typically about 13.9 years of age. Hunters don't want those old female cows. They want the young cows in their reproductive prime. So they're taking out the ones that are essential for maintaining the herd. And there's no competition between human hunters and wolves, because they're going after a completely different subset of elk.
Wyoming's elk population is 32% above targets set by U.S. Fish and Wildlife. In Montana, that number is 47%. Data from those states can also be applied to wolf impacts on the ranching industry here in Colorado.
So in wolf country, up in the Northern Rockies, in the year 2015, there were about 1.6 million cattle. There were about 1,900 wolves. And in that mix, there were 148 confirmed losses to wolves. So that's about 0.01%. We have about 400,000 cattle on the West Slope. And if we have the same amount of loss, we could expect about 40 cattle to be lost to wolves.
When ranchers find a cow or sheep lost to wolves, it's reasonable to assume more were lost the same way. Malone says that for every ranch animal killed in Wyoming, the state assumes there were 7 more animals killed but not found, and the state pays out accordingly. Ranchers in the Northern Rockies have actually reduced losses by adopting what are called coexistence strategies. Instead of leaving cattle to graze public lands unattended,
there's the strategy to have out there range riders, cowboys and cowgirls, with their cattle at all times. And they keep the cattle together, they manage the cattle, they move them away from the streams, they move them from area to area so they don't overgraze. And if wolves are around, they know it. And where people are, wolves aren't.
Malone says grasses also recover better when cattle are managed more closely. Healthier ranges that aren't overgrazed can, in turn, feed more cattle. So even for those industries who least support wolf reintroduction, there could be benefits if the ballot question passes.
If the ballot initiative passes, you know, it's a policy goal that is set. But we do have an opportunity to do it differently, I would say, than has been done in other reintroduction of wolves, which at times has created considerable conflict. And again, much of that conflict is social conflict among people. And so I think that if we work early on and proactively, we can actually start to develop processes which hopefully minimize that kind of conflict.
But for those looking hopefully at the surviving wolves in Moffat County to create a viable population, don't hold your breath. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.